Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today, but first we have this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
We're back, and as promised, we have a great show for you today. Our guest is Hannah Rechtschaffen, the director of the Greenfield Business Association. Happy to have you here on Business Talk.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, so we've talked on many occasions over the past several years about various things, but tell our listeners about some of the stops on your career journey that led you to your current role.
Oh my goodness, how long do we have? everybody says that, right? I'm currently the director of the Greenfield Business Association. And before that, I was with WD Kohl's down in North Amherst doing some work, placemaking work on the Mill District, which is a community development there. And before that, though I grew up in the area, before that I was actually in Philadelphia doing some urban design and some civic engagement work. So it's been a really wonderful journey. I would say overall, I kind of define my background as being in arts-based economic development, which I can talk about for hours. So...
Well, without talking about it for hours, I am interested in knowing what about that that field of interest appeals to you.
Yeah. So my kind of initial background is in theater, which I think anyone who knows me would not be super shocked. and, you know, for me, it's that arts, culture, history, they really are how we root our idea of a place. What it is, where it's been, where it's going, who lives here, who has lived here. And the more that we kind of explore and uplift the arts and culture, the more we learn about where we are and the more we can develop in a way that aligns with that. And what that does is it creates more inclusive development, more sustainable development, and development that errs on the side of really being for everyone, as opposed to kind of bulldozing the past and utterly changing somewhere, which I think is what everyone worries about with development.
What specifically is your role as the director of the Greenfield Business Association? What kinds of things do you do?
So my role is really at its heart, I think, to build a strong community of Greenfield business owners, organizations, property owners, and build out a really strong relationship for that community with all the different entities that are at play in Franklin County. So, you know, the GBA has a really strong relationship with the Chamber, not only our own here in Franklin County, but chambers up and down the valley. We have a strong relationship with the municipality of Greenfield itself. And we want to make sure that business owners in Greenfield feel well supported, feel heard, and feel that their needs are really being met. And I think that hasn't always been the case in the past. That's what I hear from business owners. And so in this moment, we're really endeavoring to rebuild that feeling here.
Sure. Yeah. And in a county with, I'm going to see if I get my numbers right, with less than half the population of Springfield spread out over 26 communities.
Yeah.
Do you feel like those regional partnerships you mentioned, say, you know, between the GBA, the Chamber, maybe GCC, economic development agencies, do you feel like they're really key to helping businesses thrive?
Oh, I mean, understatement. Yeah. They are the most crucial relationships that we have. And, you know, I will say, I don't think that that is just a matter of our population. I think that's true in every community. I come at business development and economic development from a really collaborative viewpoint. So when we are in conversation with GCC about, you know, getting an internship program going, when we're in conversation with the Franklin County CDC about small business support and entrepreneurship, all of those relationships are so, so crucial. And they're really wonderful. I mean, none of us want to feel like we're sort of toiling away alone. We want to feel like we're part of a larger ecosystem. I think that's what makes the work amazing. And so, you know, I started in this position almost a year ago. I'm coming up on a year in May. And the reception and the relationships that we're building with our organizations, with our local banks, our amazing YMCA, with the library, I mean, all of these entities are part of what makes Greenfield and thus Franklin County strong. So I want to know everyone. I want to hear everybody's point of view, and I want to make sure that all businesses know that we're here for them. And we are a small but mighty organization. And so being here for them means really building out my team.
Now, when you came back to this region from Philadelphia, you immediately got involved in civic life in Greenfield. What were some of those roles, and why was that important to you to do that?
That's a really good question. The temptation is to say because I'm a really nerdy planning person. So I grew up in Northampton and was gone from the region for about 17 years. And when I moved back, I bought a house in Greenfield. I looked all over the valley, found a house I loved, happened to be in Greenfield. And one of the things that I learned about Greenfield right after I moved here is that we have a very robust master plan that was created in 2014. And I will try not to nerd out too hard on this next thing I'm going to say. In addition to having that master plan, which I think anyone who's into planning knows that very often plans can kind of, you know, squander on a shelf after they're created. But in Greenfield, we created the Sustainable Greenfield Implementation Committee, which is half municipal employees and half members at large. So residents and other people who are interested. And that committee has really moved the master plan forward in implementing the different things in the plan that were important to the community. So over this last decade, we have accomplished a huge amount of what was in this plan. And because the planning process is so community driven, to me, that means that we are doing work in Greenfield that the community wants. And we are coming up on updating parts of the plan because it has been a decade. So there will be more opportunity for community involvement. But for me personally, I think it's sort of just who I am. If I live in a place and I would like that place to, you know, feel a certain way and serve everyone and feel welcoming and grow in a certain way, then I feel like I need to be part of it. So I'm part of the Sustainable Greenfield Implementation Committee. I just stepped down as chair. I'm also part of the local cultural council. And then now I have the distinct honor to be working as director of the business association. So I'm in touch all the time with different players in town and beyond.
You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking today with Hannah Rechtschaffen, the director of the Greenfield Business Association. I talked to you for a story about a year ago, and you told me at the time that you're focused on how businesses in a largely rural county can thrive in the post-pandemic years. Now that we're kind of another year out from that difficult time, is that focus still the same?
It definitely is. It definitely is. Yeah. And not only is the focus the same, but I really feel like in the last year, along with our partners, we've been able to move the needle on that. And I feel a lot of the pre-pandemic momentum that we were feeling, you know, there was a lot that was kind of popping off in March of 2020, and we all know what happened. And I do feel like we are coming back to a time, especially through really focused community building and communication. I feel like we're getting back on track with that momentum. So that's been wonderful.
And what do you feel like some of the challenges businesses face setting up shop or growing in Franklin County, whether it's housing or transportation or whatever that it might be?
Yes, those. I mean, I think we are facing what almost all communities are facing with what you just mentioned, housing, transportation. We do also have a smaller population. And while we have a lot of folks who travel through, I think we're still doing a lot of work to kind of put Franklin County and everything that's available here to visitors in front of people so that they know about it. I'm especially focused on folks up and down the valley, you know, southern Vermont, Keene, who are looking to do some visiting from nearby. And I really, it's a challenge, I think, you know, everybody points to Amazon, everybody, you know, wants to kind of point to the corporate impact. I think we have an advantage in Franklin County, which is that people really do want to support local. And so it's important that we have the right retail mix, experience mix here for people to be able to do that. And so one of the things I'm focused on right now, we actually just started up a weekly radio spot with Bear Country up here called Find It in Greenfield, because I want people in Greenfield, in Franklin County and beyond to know what's here. Because I think a lot of people don't really realize what's so close by. So I think getting the word out can be a challenge. You know, we're really trying to just keep beating that drum and making sure that things are affordable, things are accessible. And we're bringing businesses into Greenfield and Franklin County that people really want. I think that's also a crucial part of the puzzle.
When you talk about people, not just businesses setting up, but people moving in, people visiting, you know, I know we talked in the past too about just what a beautiful region it is and how much opportunity there is to do things outdoors. I know that's been something you've been passionate about as well.
Yes, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. I mean, Franklin County, we have so much amazing, you know, outdoor arts, outdoor activities, whitewater rafting, skiing, theater, and there are so many things. And so I always want to make sure that people know what there is to visit up here. And that's one of the places that we really intersect with the Chamber and the work that the Chamber and the Regional Tourism Council are doing. A lot of folks ask me, you know, why should they be part of the Greenfield Business Association and the Chamber? What's the difference? And this is one of the main ones, I think, is that the Regional Tourism Council, which is part of the Franklin County Chamber, is really focused on bringing people from a little further afield. They spend a lot of great marketing dollars on bringing folks from 50 plus miles away. The Greenfield Business Association, I'm really focused on what the resident experience is, and that is both residents of Greenfield, residents of our neighboring towns, residents of the valley. I kind of think about that as a bit of a ripple out from this epicenter of Greenfield. I want to make sure that that experience is great, so that if someone pops up from Long Meadow and, you know, experiences the outdoors, maybe goes to dinner downtown, that that's something they realize they can do frequently because it's close by. It's easy to, you know, get kids in the car, spend a day with your dog up here. That's the kind of visitation and movement up and down the valley that the GBA is most concerned with. And then we work closely with the Chamber to think about that further out visitation and all the things that that necessitates as far as communication and development.
You know, whether it's a small business setting up shop or a large business wanting to expand, looking to the to you know, kind of up north to that region. What have you learned from talking to business owners about why they're able to thrive? And that way you can kind of pass on to other people maybe considering setting up shop here.
Yeah. So I mean, there are a couple of things. I think one is, you know, business owners here who are thriving, they have really committed, loyal customers. They have customers who love to come out and spend time, spend their dollars with them. And they're focused on having that be a really great experience every time someone comes in. You know, you walk into our local restaurants, Hope and Olive, People's Pint, any night of the week, they're totally packed because people are making the active decision to go there. I think also, you know, a lot of businesses, and I'm endeavoring to make it even more, we have a good support network here. So, you know, whether it's business planning with the CDC, we have a local paper, we have local TV station, we have great local radio. I think a lot of businesses focus on keeping their marketing dollars close in so that people right here in the area of Franklin County know that they're here. I think that's super important. And we're really grateful to have all of those communication channels. And then one thing that I hear from some business owners, but I'm focused on helping with other business owners, is a sense of community and mutual support. So one of the business association's big goals this year, from what we've heard, is to keep rebuilding opportunities for business owners to know each other better, to know what one another's businesses are so they can really recommend each other. We're looking to kind of strengthen that as well. And I think it's organizations like ours and like the Chamber that are able to listen to business owners and respond and really be another set of hands in their business success. So I think that's a great reason to cite a business here. And we also have, you know, some affordable space up here. And I think that that's not overrated when you're, you know, wanting to have a brick and mortar. And so I hope businesses will think about opening here. I hope businesses will think about opening a second location here. I think there's a lot of that up and down the valley where you see businesses, you know, they'll have a location in Northampton, Amherst, and Longmeadow. Why not add a business up here? You know, so that's definitely something we're trying to encourage more of.
Now, before we run out of time, I do want to come back to something I know you're passionate about, and that's the arts. I know you've got a role. You've got a role these days with Double Edge Theater in Asheville. Yeah. You've got a long arts background. What are some of the artistic and cultural draws of Franklin County, and how can we continue to cultivate that sector?
Oh yeah, I mean, like you said, Double Edge Theater, who I do work with. We have the Shea Theater, we have Hawks and Reed, we have some amazing smaller organizations in Greenfield, like 10 Forward and Looky Here and Madhouse Multi Arts, the Lava Center. I think the thing about the arts in Franklin County is that it is a really high caliber of artistic work, and it's very grassroots and personal in its application. So I think, you know, you walk into any of these art spaces and you're experiencing just incredible artwork, whether it's poetry or it's theater, you know, open mic, karaoke, whatever it is. Those are opportunities for people to really come together and be joyful and experience something together. And I think that's the thing, especially after the pandemic, so many of us realized how important gathering is. And I think the arts, you know, for millennia have been what people gather around. So I love having strong arts organizations here. I'm a member of the local cultural council in Greenfield because I want to be an active participant in how the arts are supported and advocating, especially from the state, to get more art support here. So yeah, I think, you know, seeing local music, there's great local music coming back to Northampton. There's great local music in Amherst, and there's great local music in Greenfield. And so I hope people will kind of make the trip up and explore a little bit more, get out of their usual day to day and see what's a little further afield, because it's just remarkable work.
And I love to see it. I know so many of us do.
Yeah.
It's all the time we have. Is there anything that I didn't ask that maybe that you're especially passionate about in your role, kind of what gets you out of bed in the morning?
Oh, gosh, that's such a good question. I mean, the thing that gets me out of bed in the morning is, you know, this is really creative work. You know, I had someone ask me recently if I missed working in the arts because I'm with the business association. And I think the thing is that for me, they are completely indivisible. You know, it is creative work to be problem solving, to be listening, to be connecting people with one another so that their business can thrive, maybe in ways they didn't think about. That's creative. So, you know, I love being back in the Valley, and I really, really love all of this work to grow Greenfield and Franklin County in a way that feels good, if not to everyone, to as many people as possible.
And that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for coming on and spending a few minutes with me to talk about Greenfield and Franklin County.
Oh, anytime, Joe. You know it.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.